The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy on Tuesday morning. It is the 7th of January 2020. Now we'll be here with you till 10 o'clock. As always, our text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. Well, strange days. Strange days indeed, because I was coming in to present one show, and then by 7:30 that all changed because of the news that our friend, and I mean that, he was a friend of ours and he was a colleague, Larry Gogan, has died. And look, there's no getting around it. It's particularly poignant because of Marion's passing last week, and indeed Gay's not so long before. And there is that sense that this trinity of talent that has dominated and that have dominated the Irish airwaves by Radio 1, by The Late Late Show, by 2FM, Radio 2, have all left us now. And we're very, very sad today about Larry, as well as we would have been about Marion and Gay, but for different reasons, because obviously everyone brings something different to the table, brings something different to the microphone of a morning or an evening, and Larry was one such person. So look, I'll just say a few words about him myself, and then we're going to celebrate Larry's life together. Already the texts are coming in great numbers, and indeed we have some friends and of his and colleagues down through the years who are going to join us this morning and pay tribute to one of those rare creatures in public life, a man who was universally loved and admired. And I was fortunate enough. Well, do you know what? Actually, if I go a step backwards, when I was about 12 or 13, I went up to the Roadcaster as a child and he was there, and I asked him to play a request for a brother of mine who was doing exams to wish him well. And he did. So that was my first experience of getting up close and personal with Larry Gogan. And then when I got here to RTE, it was really when I was presenting a show called The Full Irish on 2FM, when Larry became part of our extended family on the programme, so much so that when we would use his studio, we always respectfully called it the Larry Gogan Suite. And it was subsequently named officially with a label outside it, a plaque, the Larry Gogan Suite. And he would come in at Christmas, and he would be the first person on the airwaves who was allowed to play a Christmas song, as far as we were concerned. So if he said he can play it today, he'd play it today. And we would play Fairy Tale of New York mostly. And all the time, he was fun with it. He was genial, he was gentle, he was giving, and he was also good crack, which is important to say. Well, I would have had a few jars with him on occasion. And as the night went on, the bolder he got. And that was always entertaining. But clearly, while we've lost our friend and you've lost one of your favourite presenters, as we all have, Jared and Orla and Grania and David and Sinead have lost their dad, and a lot of grandchildren lost their granddad. And that makes it a very, very difficult day. It doesn't matter a damn how old somebody is when they die. It doesn't. I used to think it did. I used to think when I was younger, sure, they had a great life and a good innings. It doesn't matter at all because, as I always say, we all seem like children as we get older still, we just look older. And no matter how old your mother or your father are, when they're gone, they're gone, and it's really, really, really sad and desperately difficult for families. So I don't take any great strength from the fact that somebody was in their 80s or whatever it might be, because today is today, and it's a difficult one. And there's a lot of us walking around today in suits and preparing for Marion Finucane's funeral. And little did we know that we would be hit with this news this morning. So it's desperately sad. We're thinking of his family, thinking of you, the listeners. A lot of you are really upset this morning, even though I suppose you just didn't know that he might have been unwell recently. But as we say, he is going to be missed, and we hope he goes gently into the night. With the wind on his back, knowing that he was loved, admired, and appreciated. I'm going to take some text first, I think, largely on the basis that you are the listeners, and without you, we are nothing. And I think Larry knew that too. He was so nice. Let me, before we do that, I was just so impressed by this take. Imagine you're 40 years doing the same job. And imagine you're 40 years going in and out of the same office, heading into the same studio more or less and doing the same thing, presenting songs and playing requests and what have you. And imagine being this happy after four decades.
To sum up the last 40 years, very difficult thing to do, but I can only say that it's been the happiest 40 years. It went so quickly. I enjoyed every single second of it. Not every minute of it, every second of it. I love the business. I always did. I always wanted to be a DJ. I became a DJ, and it's been a complete, very happy ride for me.
Till we meet again, from Larry Gogan, bye-bye, and keep it swinging.
What a lovely, lovely attitude right up to the end. I think we go straight to Ronan Collins, actually, because I know Ronan was very close to Larry. Ronan, very good morning to you, and I'm sincere condolences to you.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you very much indeed.
Your first thoughts on hearing this awful news?
My friend is gone. My pal.
It's all the more shocking because I don't think it was necessarily expected. Ronan, I'm sorry you're so upset. It makes perfect sense because he was obviously close to you.
Well, you know, in the last few weeks, you know, with Gay going and with Marion,
yeah,
extraordinary colleagues, extraordinary broadcasters, and people all up and down the country giving their condolences to you and to me. Mm-hmm. For their passing, and they were great broadcasting colleagues, and indeed great mentors.
Yes,
but Larry was my friend.
Yeah,
and I was looking. Excuse me, a second. Sorry,
take all the time you need, Ronan. And of course, it's a shock. And not only that, with the news only reached us this morning at about 7:20, and for you as a dear friend of his, it's not easy. And if you'd rather not continue, that's I understand entirely.
No, you have
to keep going.
I need to
gather yourself.
Professional about this. That's as Larry would have been about
it. He would. Take your time.
I was lucky enough to know Larry before I went into RTE, and I heard you talking there about 40 years, and
yeah,
I'm in my 41st year in RTE.
Mm-hmm.
And it would never have happened for me without Larry as a friend and a mentor and a guide. And that was before I came into RTE. I was a musician. I knew Larry on and off, meeting him. But then we got very friendly in about 1978, 79. I used to see him very, very frequently. Friday nights at the television club. He used to work there DJing on a Friday night. And my wife and I, Woody and I, used to go in and sit with him and Sean Sharkey, who was the manager there. And we became great friends. And I remember I'd had my audition for RTE, and Larry was so encouraging about it. And it seemed like weeks and weeks were going by and there was no news of who got the jobs. And I remember Larry telling me, no, there's no news. I don't know anything. They tell me nothing. You never tell me anything, you know, which he always said. And he just told me to be at home in my mother's house the following day, that I'd probably get a phone call. And I did. And I got the job. And what a joy it was to go into RTE and to search out Larry. We were both on Radio 2. I was there for 6 years. Larry was there for 40 years. I moved on to Radio 1 then. And I remember the first one I went to ask whether I should move to Radio 1. I'd been offered a job on Radio 1. And it was Larry. I went to Larry and I said, God, they want me to go on Radio 1. And I said, I don't know what to do. And he said, God, it'd be fantastic. He said, a proper music program on Radio 1. They don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, take the job. Go on, big audience. Go and grab it. And he said, you'll be great at it. And he was so encouraging down through the years. But even apart from all the professional stuff and everything,
mm-hmm,
he was such a great friend. He was a great friend to many, many of us through the years. And I was lucky through the ups and downs of life. Larry was one I always spoke to. It always seemed that Larry never had ups and downs in his life, but he did, of course. When Florrie, his beloved wife, died, Larry himself was very ill at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He had had heart surgery, and he was so down at that time that you didn't think you were talking about the same person. A man who was so full of joy all the time, who loved his work, his life, his family. He was extraordinary.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about people in life who are happy, And there's a professional happiness and a professional way of doing things. Larry was never professionally happy. He was personally happy. And he spread that so much. And he handled people so magnificently. You can imagine, like this, all the talk's been about Radio 2, 40 years. He had 20 years before that on Radio Erin. And how he handled the engineers and the civil servants who ran the place at the time. Yeah. And they used to wonder, why is this man on playing this loud, raucous music? And it was the kind of music that nobody liked except the listeners. And Larry loved the music himself. He never kind of broke it down into categories. He never did that. It was music that I can play or music that I can't play. And he played the music with such great enthusiasm. His big influence in his style was a guy called Alan Freeman, who was on BBC Radio for years before that. Fluff, who was an Australian, and Larry loved his style, his mid-Atlantic style, and Larry didn't adopt that; kind of developed it for himself, for his own way, because he always had his own voice. What a golden voice! And it was just superb. One of the stories that came to mind with me this morning was there was a man called Kevin Roach who was head of music on RTE, on Radio Erin, as it was at the time. And Larry at the time had played some pop song and he said, "Yeah, great sound there, let it all hang out." And Larry was called into the office after the programme.
Yeah.
And Kevin Roach said, "Larry, I'm a little perturbed about this expression that you used, let it all hang out. Let what hang out, Larry? What do you mean?" And of course, there was nothing sinister in it at all. It was an expression that was around. Larry threw it into the mix to please the kids. And just how he handled it, "Oh, it won't happen again, Kevin." Walked out the door, and the next time he was on, he said, "Let it all hang out." And he ploughed a lone furrow at the time. Mm. Everybody else that was on Radio Erin before Radio 2 FM, he really was the only one who played pop music. And then things started to change in the late 70s. And, you know, Pat Kenny was playing it, and Brendan Balfe played pop music and rock and roll music, but nobody played it and presented it quite like Larry.
Wasn't his voice amazing, Ronan? Yeah, any clips we're going to hear, and we'll hear hopefully lots of clips of him today, all day, of Larry's voice, is whether he was a youngster starting off right up to the very end, his voice really didn't. It was unaffected by time and age.
Absolutely. It was quite extraordinary. And time and age did not interfere with the voice. I was with him a couple of weeks ago, and when I came home, my wife asked me, "How is he?" I said, "The mind is sharp as ever. The voice is fantastic."
Yeah.
Said the body's not great, Nick, but I knew I was with Larry, and he sounded exactly like he did whenever I would go across to him at his desk in 2FM, which he had up to very recently.
Yes,
and that's his desk upstairs, not the studio desk.
Yes,
he was available to anybody, and when you were talking, I mean, he was. There's a lot of people in 2FM. Now, who will be saying exactly the same things that I am, the advice that he's given. You know, people like Owen McDermott and Tracy Clifford will all acknowledge how Larry spoke to them and encouraged them. And Larry never looked on anybody as a threat coming along to what he did, because nobody was a threat to Larry Gogan. Couldn't be. That golden voice. But I can't stress enough that we're talking about a lovely man. A great heart, great enthusiasm, and God, I'm gonna miss him.
Ronan, sorry for
we leave it there.
I think yep. you've got to let it all process now, and you've
let
lost,
it all hang out.
Let it all hang out. Let it all hang. You've got to let it all hang out. And do you know what? It's so healthy to hear you speaking the way you have done today. There's nothing wrong with shedding a tear for a beautiful person, and that's all you're doing. It's perfectly normal. And thank you for being so honest. And sorry you've lost a friend. And mind yourself today. And
well, I'm not.
Go on.
I'm not taking the day off. I'm going to come in, go on at 12 o'clock. I'm not going to talk. We'll play a few songs that
Good on you.
Larry would enjoy hearing and playing.
Yeah.
And we'll share the memories with everybody. And just to his great family, Orla, Sinead, Jared, and Gráinne, and David, and the grandchildren, who all called him Lar, by the way. He wasn't Dad. He wasn't Granddad. He was Lorcan to some, but he was Lar. And he was the best.
Ronan Collins, we'll see you later. Mind yourself. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Thank you so much. That's Ronan Collins joining us on the phone this morning. If you're just joining us, he's... he was talking very honestly and actually quite beautifully about Larry Gogan, who, sad to say, passed away in the early hours of today. And a lot of comments and texts coming in to talk about Larry. I'm sitting in the car, says Connor, crying out my eyes out, listening to all the tributes to the great Larry Gogan. And Jerry and Cavan says, sorry to hear about Larry. Great DJ. He will be missed, of course. And tears here, says another. He was the kind one, says the text. The loveliest of them all, which is a nice way of putting it. Used to love coming up, says David and Kells and Meads, up to Christmas. Larry would make the Christmas phone calls around the world to Irish people and having a chat like they were in the same room. It was brilliant. And lots of, just so many people want to make a comment. Let's bring Larry's voice back into the room for a second.
I always loved music. Yeah, yeah. Music was the thing that I really loved from the time I was a little fella. I remember going to buy my first record and all that kind of thing, you know, going down to Rap Mines to the record shop and saving up to buy a record and that kind of thing. And I loved Elvis, you know, when I was young. I thought he was fantastic, and he was, of course, the kind of prototype for everybody that came after him, I think. Brilliant. And I mean, I still to this day love to hear new music. I love to hear new Irish bands. You know, when you get a record like in the last year from the Director or the Blizzards or somebody like that, and you put on and say, that's fantastic, great band. And there's something great about it. I think if I didn't like it, I'd give it up. You know, but I love it. I love the business. I love listening to new music. And I love playing the oldies as well, of course. You know, so the combination of both of them seems to go down well.
A memory from the 90s there from Heart, and All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. We'd like to dedicate that specially to Larry McCormack and all the gang in Quinsborough Farm in Monastrevin, working very hard. It comes with lots and lots of love from Mary.
That's Larry there. It's a nice comment there from somebody saying, Thomas and Comic Carrick McCross, if Larry was about, he'd be playing three or four Elvis songs. Tomorrow, Elvis would have been 85 tomorrow if he lived, but a big Elvis fan, and rightly so. He had great taste, Larry Gogan. Great taste.
I just can't help believing.
It's one of Larry Gogan's favourites, Elvis Presley, and I just can't help believing. Maven McCarthy is in Luke, and it says, today we've lost an absolute genius music presenter and gentleman in Larry Gogan. Personally, I feel an overwhelming sense of sadness as we are losing far too many precious people. Brendan Grace, Gay Byrne, Marion Finucane being laid to rest today, and now Larry. Our country is all the poorer for this sad day. May they all rest in peace. That's the truth. It's a pity, says another text, we have to die to hear how good we were. I hope Gay and Marion and Larry heard it all in life, and sympathy to all in RT. Thank you, by the way, for passing that on. We'll pass it on as well, but thank you. RIP Larry, says Naomi and Tala. My friend described him as Ireland's oldest teenager, sending hugs to his family and his 2FM family. This is quite a nice piece here, which is Larry talking about the time he used to do live commercials, regardless of who might have been hanging around the studio at the time.
They were all live commercials, and there were about five commercials in each group, and you had to link them yourself. You know, if you had a commercial for Cleary's sale or something like that, and the next one was for coffee or something like that, you'd say, now when you've left the sale, how about a nice cup of coffee? And you had to make up these kind of things between the commercials yourself. And they were all live for a long time. In fact, when programmes like Rodney Rice used to do a programme in the middle of the morning, and he would have politicians around the table, and you would have to come in and kind of stick your head in between the politicians and read the commercials. And this used to freak the actors out completely. And then eventually they gave us a little table in the corner where you read the commercials. And I remember one day there was Jack Lynch, who was the Taoiseach at the time, and he was doing a discussion in the middle of the room. And I read commercials. And when he was going, he came over to me and he said, do you know something? He says, you'd sell ice cream to the Eskimos.
I mean, the anticipation, says the text, of waiting for your country, your county even, to be announced for the Just a Minute quiz. We'd all race to the phone, and finally got to meet him at the Roadcaster on Henry Street and got on the quiz and won an LP album of Kathy Durkin, and I was delighted. An RIP to a legend. Another from Liz in Leitrim says, Larry always attributed his great voice to Miss Cranny. Anyone who took her elocution lessons in St. Louis and Rathmines or Sing Street and probably many other schools in the 60s, 70s and 80s will know what he meant. Condolences to his family. Thanks indeed for that. Dave Fanning standing by, and we've got some listeners who want to say a few words, which we're looking forward to as well. We'll get to all of that in a moment. Before we say hello to some listeners, let me introduce to the studio Dave Fanning. Dave, it's good to see you, but good Lord, strange days, sad times.
Yeah, indeed. So much has been said already, and like, you know, Ronan put it so much into context. It's astonishing. Like, he was the daddy of it all. It's as simple as that. He was the best, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and all it was about all the time for six decades was pop music.
You spoke to him a few days before Christmas.
I did, on the phone. I didn't see him. I saw him in here a few weeks before that. I spoke to him a few days. He was more interested in, like, okay, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And the latest thing is my foot. There's something wrong with my foot. And then it was all just, if you really want to know, 25 minutes of slagging the bosses as usual or something along those lines. Anyway, the usual kind of banter, you know?
Yeah, because
he was worried about getting home for Christmas or not, actually.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's as you'd expect. But he was, I mean, I don't want to overstate, but I was very fond of him, as we all were. But there was something about him that he got mischief. If you were mischievous to or with him, like, he definitely would, like, for all the, you know, he was
well. Ian Wilson was on earlier on in Morning Ireland, and he put it like Larry was well able to be as acerbic and really, like, the minute the mic was off, like, people say he was the same on the mic as off the mic. I didn't really see it like that. I was talking sometimes to Larry in the studio, blah 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 blah, hold on a second, and there was blah 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 blah, perfect. You know, and then back to giving out about something.
That's it, exactly.
He was great at all, but I mean, everybody, like, nobody, like, everybody loved Larry Gogan, and for a very good reason. He was one of the nicest guys you could ever meet in your entire life.
And Maria's on the line. Good morning to you, Maria.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And look, my sympathies to everybody in 2FM. It's just a very sad day. And I just loved him so much. You know, I've been listening since I was 16, and that's a long time ago.
That's right.
And I was lucky to be on the Jester Minute quiz a few times, and I got, they didn't really suit you, Maria.
Did you win anything at all? No.
Oh, I did. I think I won some tickets. I can't remember now to what, but it was really to just speak with Larry. And I was so delighted to get that opportunity. And he was just a beautiful, beautiful person and DJ. And I recall so vividly the day he announced the death of our lovely jury.
Yeah.
And he was in such a state of shock. It was the first time I ever heard him so silent. So it's just a very sad day.
It is a sad day, and clearly listening to you, you know, he was probably part of your childhood. There's a bit of your past has died. Is that right?
Completely. I've been listening to RT2 since the very, very beginning. So I'm just very, very sad.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, look, it's totally... We were hearing this last week about people talking about whether it's Marian or gay, and sometimes the radio is sitting there in your kitchen or in your car, and you might be giving out stink to us or them or anyone, but they're still your kind of company in a strange way. And you know, we are friends. You know that.
And I love you too. And I love Dave Fanning. I listen to you,
good,
Dave, at the weekend. You know, you are our friend. Yeah. And you are the people that listen to us and don't judge us. And I thank you for that. And Larry is going to be so missed. And I wanted you to know that we all love, and still do Larry Gogan.
Tell me about the disco.
Oh, went to my first disco when I was 16. And I didn't really want to go. And Larry was DJ.
Where was it on?
The town hall in Skibbereen.
And why didn't you want to go?
Well, I was young and I kind of had five brothers, older sisters, and I was quiet.
Okay.
And they said, look, Larry is the DJ, and I still remember him on stage, and he was fabulous. He was absolutely fabulous, and always was and always will be.
It's lovely of you to come on and do that. Your quiet days are well behind you, Maria. Thank goodness for that.
And thank you for the opportunity. And again, my heart is broken for his family, but he's in the arms of his lovely Florrie.
You have that right. Thanks so much, Maria. You're very
thank
kind.
You.
Wasn't thank you. Thanks, Maria. But to mind yourself, and thank you. It's interesting to hear her talk about Florrie. He was mad about Florrie, wasn't
absolutely
he?
I was there once or twice. I remember a midnight showing of, what do you call the one, The English Patient.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know how long ago it was. And I remember Florrie fell asleep halfway through the thing. I was going, Florrie, wake up. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, right. The movie could be slightly boring, I suppose, in some ways.
Yes.
And it was just a great laugh. I mean, like, she died, I think, about 18 years ago this month. She died, I remember, the very beginning of the year.
Right, okay.
About 2002 or so. And he really was quite lost. And I remember at the funeral, the priest even saying, like, you know, is there any chance you could leave Larry alone when you're outside, because, you know, he's very upset and all that. And they were queuing up, Larry, 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 and he just laughed. It was great.
Yeah, you know? he knew what he
the was. Whole thing about Larry, though, was the music. It really was. He was way up to date with every single thing you needed to be up to date with about music. He always stayed there with it, and he was the one doing the pop music programs in the 60s as well. What's that? 6 decades of doing something he loved. And he got the appreciation and got the love a year ago this week, or more or less this week as well, because we had a huge thing. It very seldom happens when you're alive. He got a massive outpouring of love from all across the country and deserved every single bit of it. I think after a while it was like, okay, enough.
Yeah, the laugh of honour. But it is good. I think it is healthy, and I'm glad that it happened, because I remember I always say after Dolores died that I was, you know, that we need to praise people a little more when they're alive. And I'm talking about the person who's the, you know, the traffic warden, or
it doesn't happen, or
the teacher, or whatever it is. It doesn't, and we just need to be a bit more grateful. And I think that Larry was given a nod of respect, thankfully, at the end of his career. But sadly, he won't be here.
And the genuine warmth just only reflects the previous 50 years as well, because everybody looked up to Larry, and rightly so.
Let's say hi to Enda. Good morning to you, Enda.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Enda. And you remember Larry?
I do. I was fortunate enough to be on the Just a Minute quiz 3 times, no less.
You're the second repeat performer on the Just a Minute.
I was never on.
Neither was I. Unless we're outcasts.
There was a dedicated bunch of us addicted to the quiz.
Is that what it was?
It was. You know, it was like, you know, you never got on the TV shows and that kind of stuff. So your chance to do a bit of a quiz on air and win decent prizes was always with the Just a Minute quiz. And as your previous listener said, when you heard your county called, I was like, geez, you were dialing in 208-3111 or whatever the number was, hammering down the phone trying to get in. But there was once I was wandering down the street. I was just started in college, actually. A couple of weeks in college, and I was wandering on Grafton Street. I lived near there at the time. And I just saw the Rocaster at lunchtime with all these balloons hanging outside it. And I just stuck my head in the side door and went, by any chance is Larry Gogan doing today? Do you need anybody for the Just a Minute quiz? We do, actually. Great. And I ended up going on, and I won the first ever, the mobile phone that ESAT launched that day, the Speakeasy mobile phone.
Good man.
So there I was, the first year in college, way back in the day with mobile phone. It was popular at that time. And then another time, when I was in college in DCU, he arrived up with a Rocaster to launch Red Bull or something. And I won tickets. Dave, you might remember a band called Juniper.
Oh, yeah.
And
of course
Juniper
I do.
Played in Dublin Castle. And I won tickets to see Juniper in Dublin Castle. So you talk about Larry being up at the music. I was sitting there going, Juniper? Who? And he was telling me all about them, and I needed to go, and they're a great band and the whole lot. And I was like, geez, Larry, you're more up to it. But actually, while I was waiting there, I was thinking, Larry was locked in to do the number one song every day at lunchtime. So whenever it was announced, like on Friday or Saturday, but of all the following week, Monday to Friday, Larry used to play the number one song straight out of the lunchtime news. So for those of us who would race home at lunchtime from school to get your mixtape ready, you'd have your tape on, you'd be recording the song. So I'd say there is thousands of mixtapes out there with the number one song and Larry's voice introing the song. And you're like, can I edit the voice? No, you don't edit Larry out.
Yeah.
So instead of just having the mixtape and the song, you'd have Larry's voice and the song and the number one song. And you'd build up your number ones throughout the year with Larry's voice introing every single one of them. And I don't know how many mixtapes I had back in the day with Larry doing the number one song.
That's
so
fine.
He was a legend. He was an absolute legend.
That was one of the most important things of all, because in the 60s there was only the sponsored programmes, you know, and Larry would have maybe about 15 minutes of certain programmes to do whatever it was, and you'd hang on to every damn word of it, you know.
Yeah. It's funny, just reminded there by the lads outside that Damien Rice and Paul from Bell X1 were in Juniper.
So Bell X1, Juniper became Bell X1, not Damien Rice, and Damien went solo then, yeah.
But even for Larry to say to Enda, listen to you, Enda, saying to you, oh, this band have all this potential, and sure enough, he spotted that, and then they were to go on to have these great careers themselves.
Absolutely. No, he was
way ahead. Bell X1 of 10 albums.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, well, Enda, listen, thank you for your time today. It's lovely to hear you as a fan and a listener remember that great man, Larry Gogan, this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
Mind yourself. Here, let's lighten the mood a minute. Larry had this sense of humour, which we talked about, and here he is.
The Just a Minute quiz.
Well, actually, it's a different thing I'm going to play now, which is him trying to record a radio ad with Chris Curran. And they just, you know, that sometimes you just turn into a schoolboy and you can't.
You know,
laughing behind the bike shed sort of stuff. Okay, here it is.
Three Counties. That's a funny name for a cheese.
Yeah.
I wonder which three counties.
Cork, Kerry and Limerick.
Is that so? Where? Hey,
Hey, look what they've got in it. Gruyere cheese.
That's the one with all the holes in it.
I'll never do this. Start again. I better not look anywhere near you then. Take two. Three Counties. That's a funny name for a cheese.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm sorry, I'll start again. Terrible. When I get the giggles, I can't stop. We'll try it again. Take three, is it? Three Counties. That's a funny name for a cheese.
Yeah.
I wonder which three counties.
Cork, Kerry and Limerick.
Is that so? Hey, look what they've got in it. Gruyere cheese.
That's the one with all the holes in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd love to laugh. It was so nice to laugh today with him because, you know, he had
to. No, but I mean, like, there was also, I remember just a bit of quiz, it was a balance. Should he laugh at what the stupid answer was, or should he go with the person knowing that the person was just chancing the wrong? Whatever, I don't care, apocryphal or not, but, you know, name a town in Ireland with a part of the body in it, and your man says Kilcock, and he says, well, I have a tie, but I'll give it to you. You can't go. Or what was it? Finish this phrase, you know, as happy as pig and shite, Larry. Well, you said Larry, so I'll give it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Here, that's an interesting one. He used to reminisce about that story when he was asked about the pig in.
That's not true, Mary, at all. No, there were some very funny ones, all right, but the pig in S-H-I-T never happened. That happened, I tell you the story behind that, and people swear they heard it. Brendan Grace used to do a skit on the Just a Minute quiz, and he did it, and that was one of the things he used. He said, poor Larry, he asked this question, happy as, expected to get Larry, and the person said S-H-I-T. And somebody went into Gay Byrne on his radio programme and said, did you hear Larry on his quiz asked this question? And Gay said it to The Nation at the time, because his programme was the biggest thing going. He said, poor Larry, what happened to Larry? And everyone heard it, and then people imagined they heard it, but it never actually happened.
All right, and that's Larry.
Well, they happened in my life.
They happened in your lifetime.
I mean, the one of, like, name a bird with a long neck, Naomi Campbell, that did happen.
Yeah,
I
would have said it. Yeah, it's like that sort of, what was Hitler's first name, Heil. Yeah. Whereas the Taj Mahal was the thing mentioned as beside the Lincoln Inn Bar.
We could discuss for hours is, what's the capital of France? And your man says F. Perfect.
Existentially challenging.
Yeah, exactly.
But certainly you'd have to give him the points or the CD from Dervish.
No,
or whatever,
hold on a second. You've got to remember that, that's what the prizes were in those. But like the prizes in those days were, like, people gave away cars to a family years ago.
Different station, different country. Yeah, right. Margaret in Charleville says, we're all devastated to hear about Larry, RIP. So sorry for the loss of your pal. He was a gent. My pals and I met Larry when he was down in Cork many years ago. The Tall Ships came to Cork and he was in the roadcast with a few pals, and I had the audacity to beckon Larry to come out for a photo, and being the gentleman he was, out he got to stand in, a beautiful person and we shall not forget. Such sad news, says Michael, that Larry has passed away. Only one word describes him. He was mellifluous in every sense of the word. His voice was smooth. It was always pleasant to listen to, and it lifted my spirits on many occasions just listening to him. And Paul and Carlos says, lying in my back garden in the summer of 1980 as a teenager, listening to Larry on the radio, playing music from country to punk rock. R.I.P. Larry, we used to call him all the time. I suppose the other thing that was quite interesting, the quiet man of U2, to me, the quiet man of U2 is, of course, Larry Mullen, the drummer. And Larry Mullen and Larry Gogan developed a kind of an unlikely friendship, didn't they?
Yeah, big time.
Tell me about that, Dave.
The two Larrys. I mean, obviously, most people were looking for, you know, Edge or the lead singer, kind of, or whatever it happened to be. And, like, Larry was the one who always did a thing with him, all right? I mean, like, when I think about it, like, in fact, I just spoke to him about that only a bunch of weeks ago. He was always upstairs around 11 o'clock in the morning in the canteen. He came in because he was never, ever going to retire. And he'd be with Aidan Leonard and Kieran McKeown and Hella Dooley. And they'd be having a cup of coffee together. And it was like, you know, it's, you came in, it was like, great. You know, everything's fine in the world.
Yeah, look, yeah, he's there.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And
Larry, anyway.
But Larry Mullen, yeah. How did they become friends?
Well, I mean, I think there was something about the fact that they, I think there was a little bit about the fact that they both had the same name.
That helps.
And then also the fact that, you know, Larry was a major fan of U2 as well.
Yes.
Like, you know, of all the Irish bands. I mean, the amount of Irish music he played and kept up with was astonishing.
Yes.
And also, I just think that, like, it was a bit different to get Larry, I think. And Larry Mullen himself would say, yeah, it is. But Larry Gogan, for crying out loud, he's the daddy of everything. I'll talk to him.
I'll talk to him, and rightly so. Dave, it's been great to see you this morning. Thanks for coming
in. Right.
it's a sad morning for one and all. We're all thinking about his family and all our friends in 2FM. And thanks for your time. Mind yourself.
Thanks, Will.
And we'll take some music from you two at coming up to 9:45. That's you two and Bad at 9:50. Rather sad, I have to say, Tuesday morning here as we talk about, remember, reminisce about Larry Gogan, who passed away in the last little while. Larry was like the Joe Dolan of the Irish entertainment business, says James. Whether you were a country pop or rock lover, you loved him as a person. And let's not forget Roddy Doyle named the dog in the Commitments Larry Gogan. Roddy also a fan, it seems. Yeah, I had forgotten that, so thank you for reminding. And Dorothy says, Larry was in our kitchen, our car, the soothing voice in the doctor's waiting room, the dentist's chair. He was an old friend to so many. I loved listening to him on the radio. Very sad today. Condolences to all he loved and who loved him. Safe home, Larry. Well said. And he used to say to anyone, says a text, Jim says, Larry used to say gracefully to someone who didn't do well at the quiz. He was very, very kind, very non-judgmental, as he simply said.
Ah, should I didn't suit you.
That's the nice way of going about these things.
Hi, this is Paul Hackett from ClickandGo.com. It's January, time to start planning your next holiday. Whether you want sun, city, cruise, USA, worldwide or camping, we've got the lot. At Click and Go, we handpick your accommodation, offer great customer service and all at an amazing price. We also offer the only genuine €1 holiday deposit. Go online or call one of our holiday experts. We're here for you 7 days a week and that personal service and advice is totally free. So what are you waiting for? Just ClickandGo.com, an Irish company. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ryanair seat sale is here, with up to €30 off return flights on over 1 million seats to Europe's best sun, beach and city destinations. So shake off those January blues and book your next summer holiday on Ryanair.com today and fly with Europe's lowest emissions, lowest fares airline. Limited availability. See Ryanair.com.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
8 minutes to 10, 2FM's Ciara King joins us. Good morning, Ciara. Nice to talk to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
And, you know, like everyone else, I'm pretty gobsmacked and upset by the news that in such close succession to Gay and Marion and now our dear friend Larry. And you would have been one of the kind of youngsters in the 2FM ship, as it were, and yet Larry was important to you.
He was extremely important. I absolutely adored him. I started in 2FM about 6 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the first days in the office in 2FM kind of thinking to myself, oh my God, what am I doing here? I remember looking up and myself and Larry Gogan were actually dressed very similar on that day. He was wearing a check shirt and I was wearing a check shirt. And I thought to myself, well, maybe this is a good thing. But I remember just kind of hiding by my computer and the next thing feeling a tap on my shoulder. And I looked up and Larry Gogan was standing there and he put out his hand. And he was like, hi, my name is Larry Gogan. You're very welcome to 2FM. And of course, in my mind, I was like, I know you're Larry Gogan. But I thought it was a very nice gesture, especially, you know, suffering those first day nerves. But he continued to be massively enthusiastic and supportive over the last 6 years that myself and Chris have been doing, you know, a radio show in 2FM and just personally in general as well, you know.
He was somebody you were very happy to see ambling down the corridor, wasn't he?
Yeah, very much so. And a lot of people might know this, but myself and Larry actually used to text each other. So I was always, it was always kind of a joke, you know, kind of among my friends. I'm like, could you get a text from? I'm like, oh, I'm just texting Larry Gogan. And everyone seemed to kind of get a great, you know, kind of laugh out of that. You know, the fact that this voice that we grew up with, the granddad of the nation in an awful lot of ways, you know, was texting me. But he was very, very kind. And I remember, again, when myself and Chris first came, he gave us a piece of advice. And one of the pieces of advice that he gave us was very funny. For those that don't know, the 2FM radio studio, it's a little bit away from the bathroom. And so we asked Larry for a tip on, you know, how do we do good radio, Larry? What do we do? And he said, the only tip you need to know, he said, is to put on Guns N' Roses' November Rain if you need to go to the bathroom.
Very good.
Obviously, it's a track that's over 8 minutes long, so you'd have enough time to run down to the bathroom and come back up. So I think we used his advice on one or two occasions, you know.
And I'll never be able to hear the song the same way now. But thank you for the warning.
I think we'll have to give it a spin on Saturday. But another thing, Larry said as well. I thought, you know, we were having chats in the office and whatnot. And I was like, Larry, I was like, what's your secret, you know? And he said, Ciara, it's pretty simple. He said, just play the hits.
Yeah. What profoundly straightforward advice.
Exactly, and advice I think that an awful lot of people should probably take, in fairness. He said that's what people want to hear. People want to hear the hits, you know. And obviously growing up, Larry gave us what we needed to know on the radio at the time, and that's what was number one.
And that was the be all and end all for music lovers of a generation.
Exactly. But he was a man that kind of transcended generations as well, having started his career in 1961. And, you know, as you said there, it started being the young one in the office, let's say, starting out 6 years ago. It didn't matter what age Larry was. Larry was like, as I said, he just transcended generations. Yeah. You know, he just went along with everything and everyone and supported everyone along the way.
Well, the place got a little quieter today as a result of Larry's passing. And we really appreciate you, Ciara, remembering him for us this morning like that. And condolences to all our friends on 2FM. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks a million. 5 to 10. We'll be back with more after this. Well, we end today with a lovely text from somebody who says, it's such a sad day for our country. Bringing my kids to school this morning, I cried when they announced Larry's death and straight after announced that Marion Finucane will be buried today. And it hit me so hard. And I knew neither of them. He was so gracious when a contestant didn't get the question on the Just a Minute quiz by simply saying they just didn't suit you. He was also on the beginning of the Golden Horde video, Friends in Time, which is very poignant for today. And it's a song I played for my old friend Jerry when he went away far too soon. And it's a song we're going to end our programme on today, just sending love and condolences to the Gogan family and to his wider family of listeners and friends and fans, where I'm sad to say another good person down today. But we keep going and we'll reflect on the good times and the good people.
You've always been here